Our second feature, Another Time, Another Place, Another Summer, is by Norfolk Wildlife Trust Reserves Officer Robert Morgan. Here he considers how, despite the state of lockdown, we have experienced it is possible to observe nature without going far. Our reader is Kevin Ford.
Mother Nature didn't notice the lockdown, and despite government advice, she is in full swing. Butterflies skip across flowery verges. Swifts scream through the centre of our villages, and dragonflies hawk for prey over local ponds. As each summer closes, I'm always left thinking I didn't make the most of it. And as a naturalist, I always enter the autumn with this sense of misgiving. That rare orchid I intended to see, or a particular ancient wood I wanted to visit, has gone another year without my discovery. The great bard reminds us that summer's lease hath all too short a date. And as I get older, the winters, despite being milder, seem longer, and the summers that touch more fleeting. To search for Norfolk's impressive and often nationally scarce wildlife, one feels a trip to its peripheries is necessary. This year, despite having to stay local, I intend to have no regrets concerning another passing summer. With restrictions slowly lifted, a trip to a well-loved beauty spot seems tempting, although I suspect, like me, the thought of following the herd is not too appealing. So here's a call to those of us trapped in the heart of the county to discover the wonderful wildlife around us. It has never been the case that one has to travel vast distances to delight in nature's wonders. Even the smallest overgrown patch has a surprising array of wildlife. Otherwise, the local park, the verge of a county lane, or churchyard are excellent alternatives. Many people, possibly not noticing before, have commented that this year they can hear birdsong, that our lanes are unusually flowerful, or have followed butterflies, normally unhindered, along the herbaceous borders, and encouraging them, normally unsuccessfully, to pose for a photo. I don't believe nature is any more vibrant than previous summers. Perhaps this year, distinguished by confinement and restrictions, we are noticing nature with renewed appreciation. April and then May were wonderfully warm and pleasant, a tent of blue and sullied by aircraft vapour trails, for during the spring of 2020, one did really feel you could reach right up and touch the sky. The challenge now is to encourage this localised approach and continue in the spirit of community, whether buying locally produced food or taking staycations. Brought up on adventure books, Attenborough documentaries and a hankering for the rare and exotic, extensive world travel would suit my palate. But in relation to wildlife conservation, the birdwatcher that concentrates on a local patch, puts up nest boxes and scatters wildflower seeds is infinitely more conscientious than the globe-trotting, list-ticking twitcher. The ease of which we can now travel doesn't have to make it necessary or justified. A lesson to keep learning is that we can improve our local environment through the smallest of actions, even by just staying put. When walking was the only permitted activity, it sent me to corners of my local area I didn't know were there. I found insects and plants I hadn't encountered before. And, after my many unfulfilled and chaste summers, I finally realized home is where the heart is.
Thank you, Kevin.